So can you confirm reports that there is an advanced civilization of people living inside of our Earth who would be descendants of ancient Lemuria and Atlantis?
Yes and no.
Okay.
This and that. Because many of your people take that with their physical mind too physically literally. No, there are no hollow spaces in the Earth containing physical civilizations. Yes, there are inner dimensions inside the Earth, so to speak, vibrationally, which, if you entered them, would appear to be physically inside your Earth, but are in other dimensions that contain advanced civilizations. Yes.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Can you describe it?
Which one?
The differences between our civilization on Earth and the civilization inside. The temperature.
What I'm saying is, which civilization inside? You're talking about multidimensional levels with multiple civilizations.
I'm unfamiliar with the different civilizations. Can you pick one?
Yes. You will find that what you have referred to as Lemurian does exist still in another dimension connected to the vibration of your Earth through various dimensional gates, because they still act as a vibratory guidance system that permeates into your dimension and, in a sense, urges you or invites you toward relating to nature more strongly, more naturally, because they did so intuitively and instinctively without the idea of so much of what you now call modern rational thought. And in that environment, in that dimension, it's very much like it used to be on the physical Earth when they inhabited it, which is, in that sense, tropical, humid, thick, dense, very dense atmosphere, almost fog-like in that sense. And there is a reason for this that we will get into at the end of this transmission that has to do with the importance of water. But it is through that connection of water that that energy permeates into your dimension through the oceans and into the land and invites all to dive into the ocean, dive into themselves, dive into nature more deeply. So they are still interacting with you in certain ways, but it is not literally physically inside the Earth, it is interdimensionally inside the Earth. Does that help?
Yes, it does.